Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Now I've got a most familiar figure and face for all of you across the country here with me now. Of the original Beatles, Mr. John Lennon.
Will the Beatles ever reunite?
You never know. You never know. I mean, it's always in the wind. If it looked like this, it might be worth doing, right?
You did just spend the weekend with Ringo.
Yeah, and I promised him I'd mention his album Out Now, and I said I wouldn't mention my own, which is out now, too. Forget it.
Thank you very much,
It's been
John.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Right now, we've got to rejoin the Giffer.
The Giffer.
Both the cause and the cure for an ice cream headache. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, look out.
Woo! Look out!
Oh, I'm excited.
Incredible!
I'm excited. It's time for Nancy.
Hoo-hee.
Yay! Absolutely hoo-hee. Simply the most powerful woman in sports broadcasting and a good friend of this show. And, Mike, you should know I believe he can hear me say that, so I'm not saying
wonderful. That is a good thing. I'm glad that he can. We get all the cards on the table.
Robbie, do we have his music? Oh, hold on. I see CD number two.
There it is.
From the NFL on CBS. Here is our man, Jimmy Nance. Jim!
Hey!
Hey, guys.
Here he is. Long time no chat, Jim Nance.
Oh, please, hold the applause.
Come on now, Jim. We are in your fan club. We are on your side. Let me start right out by telling you, Jim, it's been 6 or 7 months since we've had you on the show. These guys will tell you, when I came in after, what was last week, the second week,
right,
to talk about the games that were on TV, I didn't talk about the games. I talked about what I thought was a great moment right at the beginning of the Denver game that you were doing as it went to overtime.
Oh, yeah.
When you and Phil Sims, really, I thought you pissed him off so bad, he was going to punch you because you were arguing that overtime is okay the way that it is.
No. Or the other way around.
Okay, no, you wanted it the college way.
No, absolutely not.
No, so you wanted...
I thought you said you were watching.
Well, hold on.
Good gosh.
Hold on.
Did you have the sound down?
One of you had...
It begins, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, here
it begins. The relationship begins right where it left
off.
Here's
all I know. Is that one of these guys, either Phil Sims or his partner, Jim Nance, one of them thinks that they should do it like in college football.
No. No. Why don't you let me tell the story?
Okay, please do.
I'm going to throw you out. You're going to be disqualified.
Hold on. Jimmy, before you tell it, true or false, though,
at one point...
Didn't Phil Sims scream at you, "You have to let me speak"?
Yes, he seemed a bit agitated.
Yes.
he was not being serious. Now you don't think for a minute how this was heated.
I don't think it was. But explain to us.
You two couldn't be closer, isn't that right?
Now, which side of overtime are you on, Jimmy?
I think that the overtime rules in the NFL in their current form stink.
Huh.
Okay, but I don't think that the college way of settling it is the solution at this level. I just simply believe, and for some reason, this gets, like, so muddled by people, and they can't comprehend it. I don't know why, but this is it. Let each team be guaranteed one possession. So, in other words, what I hate about the overtime rule in its present state is that the team that wins the coin flip, 28% of the time in the history of sudden death playoffs, has gone down the field off the coin flip and won.
You're right. This is the exact spiel that you were given to Phil Sims.
Now, if you were saying 78%, I'd see you'd have a point. But what's wrong with 28%?
Let me ask you something, Mike. do you mind making 28% on your money?
Well, I'd love to make 28% on my money.
Then would you not, if you're a football
brilliant
team and you only play 16 games a year,
would you not
like to have a 28% advantage going into overtime?
I forgot what a tremendous orator you are, Jim Nance.
Thank you, my man.
And a great debater. Yes.
Jimmy, it was a good, I'm telling you, it was the highlight, regardless of if I got which side you were on right. All I did was come in and tell everybody, I'm watching that game.
You know what? The important thing is you enjoyed the telecast.
Well, of course I did. And I thought it was great because you guys had to fill, like, 5 minutes when they came out to toss the coin and explain it. And it was actually very spirited. I didn't think he was really going to take a swing at you. But at one point, it was great because there was just a graphic on the screen. And Jim felt very strongly about his position. And you just hear Phil Sims saying, you're going to have to let me talk at some point, Jim.
Here's the deal. You know, Phil, and listen, you know, I have incredible respect for him and a great friendship. There is no animosity at all about this. This is what sports is at its best when it's something you can debate. But he thinks that, you know, if you go in the direction I'm talking about, that these overtimes are going to get too long,
right,
which is going to create more injuries. I say fooey to that because,
good gosh,
listen, you know, in the case of, again, a one-possession overtime win like what we had at Denver, in that case, Denver would have kicked off to Kansas City. We're not giving anybody the ball at the 25-yard line. Kansas City then would have had to go down the field and match it to extend the game or win it. And if they did match it, if they happened to match it with a field goal of their own, now they kick off, and there's not another overtime period. There's not another coin flip. They simply had their chance. They could have done what they could have maybe done more than just match the field goal.
And the game will be 9 hours long.
That's total baloney. You know, Philadelphia.
And that'd be fine with me, Jimmy.
Listen, Philadelphia and the Giants played an overtime game.
I love that game. Fabulous game.
Yeah, and they played 12 minutes in the overtime. Okay, there was only 3 minutes left. Now, I'm not talking about this thing's not going to go to a second overtime because if it's still tied after 15 minutes, then the game is a tie.
Well, I'm a Giants fan, Jim, and I watched that overtime game.
Sure, you liked it because it fell this the right way for your team.
It did, yeah. And I truly...
But it was inherently, incredibly unfair.
All right, well, Nancy, let's move on to something else, if we can. I have so many things I wanted to bring
up. Let's get them off the chest.
Okay, here we go. Let's talk about, because you did the studio show, now you're back to being the number one announcer. You're doing the Super Bowl this year.
This is my third year being out here calling our league game. I've loved it.
Nice gig. Now, you're far removed from your days in the studio. Now, looking back on it now, and how everything is unfolded now, you're doing the number one games. Greg Gumbel has been pushed back to the team behind you. They brought in our friend and your friend JB,
great guy
from Fox. Mm-hmm. When you're looking at that whole situation now, Jim, because you know I watch those shows like an idiot rocket science.
Yes,
like,
you have.
Like I'm a rocket scientist.
Yes.
I'm an inch away from the TV. I really think now Fox has totally screwed the pooch. They've got their four lunkheads outside at a stupid stadium inside a glass coffin every week with drunks pounding against the windows and they can't be heard and they got awful sound and they've taken away a lot of the features that I like. I'm a big fan of JB, and even though I call you Nancy, I'm a big fan of you. Do you ever think now when you're looking back, boy, I know you like calling the games, but wouldn't it be nice to be back in that set? Because I really think this is the year that CBS is going to come up and just kick Fox's ass.
And what's your measuring stick? By the final rating?
No, I tell you what, Jimmy, and now I'm very serious. Yes, I think they're going to win in the ratings.
Let me just say this, because I'm going to take some pressure off my man James Brown. It's almost impossible to win the overall season's ratings thing. So
I know,
let me just caution you not to get too far ahead of yourself. The show is doing great, and it's gangbusters, but I don't want to put those kind of expectations on that show.
Here's the thing, and I know the argument you're going to make is that the NFC has bigger markets.
It's fail-proof, so don't try
Jimmy,
to... All this stuff you're talking about is absolutely an uneducated observation.
Well, and I'm an what did I say? I'm an uneducated viewer, but I'm telling you that I am talking.
The show is darn good, and that's the bottom line.
You
want to win the perception battle. It's impossible to overcome the NFC markets, whether you like it or not. That's just the way it is. And
Jimmy, listen to me. Hold on. I talk to regular people. I don't live in a mansion like you in Connecticut.
Oh, stop.
I live among normal people. Listen, we're both season ticket holders for NFL teams. Here's the difference. I go to the game for the team that I... You have season tickets for the Houston Texans.
Well, I got to say, he's busy
he's
on
working.
That day.
He's working.
He's very busy.
That, but I like bringing that up. He's a season ticket holder. He doesn't use... He lives in a different world than me. I'm telling you, my friends... The lunch pail crowd, the blue collar people out there.
In the words of the movie Big Night with Stanley Tucci, he live in a world above you.
I'm telling you, Jim, that market size doesn't matter. The AFC is such a dominant conference.
Okay.
Really, really?
I hope you're right.
I mean, hold on. Look at the games this weekend. And I go all the way back to I'm still a guy that in some ways I don't like the AFC because it's still like NFL versus AFL.
It is.
But you're looking at it now, seriously, I'm not blowing smoke up your ass because you don't need this, Jimmy. Look at the games this weekend. What are your biggest games?
Well, I'm right here, Cincinnati at Pittsburgh.
That's huge. Carson Palmer coming back. Pittsburgh knocked him out last week. Jacksonville at Indianapolis. That's two 2-0 teams.
Two small markets. Well, Indianapolis is.
See, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
You know, I just don't know how this works.
Jim, don't you?
And I hope you're right on all the accounts of what you stated above, because I think the show's doing great, and I love James. But I wouldn't trade what I'm doing for anything.
I know you wouldn't. I just, the point of all this, I think.
Hey, hold on, though. How do you compete against St. Louis Rams and Arizona Cardinals?
That pregame show's going to do well. All of your games are going to do well. How's old Greg Gumbel holding up?
Oh, yeah, I haven't talked to Greg, but I'm sure he's doing really well. He missed doing the games, and he wanted to go back out, and he's doing a terrific job.
Cutthroat business, Jimmy. It's a goddamn cutthroat business.
Maybe it is where you work, but I tell you what, at CBS, we got a pretty good group of people that we all get along with.
We have a survivor on the line here, Jim. I mean, you've just been at the top of your game for how many years now? How long have you been with the fabulous CBS network?
This is my 22nd year now.
Oh, my God. 22nd. That's amazing.
My God. You're going to be like John McCain getting out of a POW camp when you finally leave CBS.
Hey, I missed you guys. How come you never invite me back on the show?
Oh, now, hold on a second.
You're on the show right now, aren't you?
Hold on a second. Jim, did we or did we not try to contact Jim Nance for how many golf events during the off season? At least all of the big ones that you were doing, and we know during...
Another stellar season, Jim. I have to compliment you. I love you on the golf.
During your time of making love to the Augusta Golf Course that you're very
Nobody
busy.
Does it better, right? Nobody
but,
does
but
it better.
Do not think that we didn't call your handlers to try to get you on. As a matter of fact, we played tapes of you during the many times that you would, give your love poems to Phil.
It was wonderful.
Or the other guys.
We also aired almost the entire special you did on Nicholas's 86 victory.
Oh, I love you.
But I love you, too.
Ah,
and you know, Jim,
guys.
Why does it always have to be us calling you?
Wait a minute. Who just called in now?
Who called?
I called in here for the record.
I love talking the football with you, but when you do the Masters, it's just
it's a tradition unlike any other.
There you go. Thank you for that.
All right, Nancy. Now here's
I hadn't said it about 4 months.
Here is a topic that you are going to probably want to shy away from, but maybe you'll give us an honest answer.
Here we go.
No.
Now this is actually something that came up on the show, and you might find it interesting.
I got a bet with one of our listeners in Baltimore. Okay, last week I'm watching the Ravens Raiders game, and as I'm sure you know, Buddy Ryan's sons are each defensive coordinators for those respective teams.
Yes, and he's got some look going now, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I'm watching then last night the Bob Costas show on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Where they did a whole thing about Buddy Ryan sitting at home in his easy chair watching his sons coach this game. Which one of Buddy Ryan's sons do you believe, if you have an opinion, is heavier?
Which one weighs more?
Is it the son for the Raiders or the son for the Ravens? Because I have a bet, a rather disgusting bet, with a member of our audience on this.
Well, only because he's got so much hair now that's got to weigh something. I'd have to go with Rob Ryan of the Raiders.
Yeah, see,
there you go.
You're getting it from, that's a long way to winning the bet. You are getting that from the number one voice at CBS Sports.
He has confirmed your theory that it is Ron Ryan.
Rob Ryan.
He is the heavier of the two brothers.
You see, Jim, and if I win the bet, what's going to happen is the Ravens fan from Baltimore is going to come down here, and we're going to put some of my underpants in a big pot, and we're going to boil them up, and he's going to have to drink underpants tea.
That is maybe just I've got a great dinner I'm going to tonight, and
have you missed
this? Completely lost.
Have you missed this, Jim?
I love it.
Hey.
That might be the sickest illustration I've ever had to put in my head. All right.
That to me sounds like something that might fit on America's most watched network, CBS.
Right.
Jim, Love the new graphics this year.
Oh, you do? I'll pass the word along.
Love the updated graphics.
They're easy for you to read.
Yeah, they are. Thank you for making them bigger. Thank you for making the words bigger.
We had to dumb them down a little bit, so I thought you might like them.
Wonderful.
I also enjoy the fact that you have the stats for all the pertinent stats for the fantasy guys.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that's something that, no, seriously, our new graphic look is good, and that stat tracks after every play. I know when I'm watching a game on another network, not because of fantasy football, but I miss it.
So do I.
You know, I want to see it. I want to know what this guy's doing.
All right, so, Jim, who's on your fantasy team this year?
Well, I've got a quarterback, Peyton Manning of the Indianapolis Colts. How about that?
Mm-hmm. He's pretty good. Who are your running backs?
Well, I went against the common strategy of going running backs early, and I took Larry Fitzgerald in the second round, which is pretty studly.
I got him as well.
And then I ended up going in there and getting Frank Gore. How's that looking now?
Hey, hold on a second. Jimmy, great minds think alike. I got Frank Gore as well.
Did you know Frank Gore is related to Al Gore?
Is he really?
Yeah, did you know Frank Gore claims he invented the touchdown?
Oh, bada bing. He's trying out his material, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, is that used, or are you throwing up a trial balloon here to see if you're going to use that?
Hey, Jim, here's a question for you.
Yes.
What CBS show has its season premiere tonight at 10 p.m.?
Oh, boy.
That's right. I'm quizzing you on the CBS.
This is a good one here.
Yeah. Don't, hey, Jim.
I don't think we tweaked our Friday night. Did you say it's a series premiere or a season?
Season premiere tonight.
Season premiere. It's got to be numbers.
Oh, yeah. He's the winner on the CBS quiz.
Tonight on America's number one network.
Right. Now, Jim. For a bonus point, and I know you'll get this one, what is the all-new lineup following football on Sunday nights?
That's easy, because it even rhymes.
They rhyme, right.
It rhymes. 60 minutes doesn't figure into that. But right. 60 minutes, amazing race, and without a trace.
Oh, Jim, I'm sorry. I am sorry. You forgot. Cold Case.
Well, you didn't let me finish.
No. Well, Jim, the order is Amazing Race.
It's squeezed in there. So it's race, Case, and Chase.
Right.
You got it. It's Race, Chase, and Trace.
Trace.
And Trace.
Race, Case, and Trace.
Hey, Jim, how do you feel about that controversial Survivor, huh?
I haven't seen it.
Dividing them up racially?
I don't know anything about
it. Jim, I thought of you over the line. Over the line, friends. Friends, Jim Nance.
Oh,
Jim,
my God.
How's the weather in Pittsburgh?
You know, it's supposed to get nasty here. I think the whole country is going to get kind of socked in at some point this weekend. But I think by kickoff here at 1 o'clock Eastern time, we're going to be just fine here for this bloodbath between the Bengals and the Steelers. A lot of bad blood here.
How's Bill Cowher's mindset?
He's fine. I had a great chat with Bill. That's the reason I've got a little late to you guys today, and we sat back, visited for about an hour. I got to say this about his team, all kidding aside. He's finding out, as they all do after a Super Bowl win, to try to come back and get everyone's attention, to come back and refocus. It's hard. He doesn't like where his team is right now. He does not like the mindset at the moment because his team is, every time you walk off the practice field, you got somebody still congratulating you about a win from 7 months ago.
Right.
But he is an awesome coach. I've always had great regard for him. And, you know, when you see people like Bill who, have all the credentials except the one thing, the ring, the Super Bowl on your resume, and then he gets it, you really feel like that, you know, this is a guy that, is going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. And I salute him. I think he runs an incredible, operation here. And so do the Rooneys, the team. The team doesn't go out and change its coach every 3 or 4 years. You know, this is old school, and I respect that a great deal.
And what about the thugs for Cincinnati? Cincinnati's like the number. I know we got to wrap it up, Rob. But Cincinnati's got all these guys that are arrested for doing crap. But they win games, and it seems if you win games, all of that is forgotten. Right? Am I right? Am I wrong?
Well, they've had, let's not, sugarcoat it here. They've been on the police blotter more than they've been, sports pages in the offseason.
Like five guys, something. Oh, and lastly, I know that they tell you secret stuff, but how does Ben Roethlisberger look?
I didn't get to see him. him today. He's going to call us tomorrow. He had a personal issue to take care of after practice today. So I saw him at practice, and he looked fine. I didn't get to visit and speak with him. But, you know, if you look at his history, he hasn't had many losses as a starter. I mean, he's 22-4 as a starter in regular season. But when he's lost, he's bounced back the next week and come back with a huge performance. So, you know, I think we'll see Roethlisberger clicking on Sunday.
And before we do some real fast picks, we'll let you go in less than 1 minute. Off the top of your head, who's the number one team in the league right now? Overall?
Oh, gosh.
Come on, overall.
I think San Diego. I know they played a couple of really bad teams, but I think the Chargers could be on their way to fighting Indianapolis for the number one seed in the
AFC. You're kidding. You think that seriously at the Super Bowl?
I do. I know people are going to say, what about Phillip Rivers? I think he's going to be just fine. And then the Chicago Bears and the NFC look really great, but I think come playoff time, I don't know how far that offense will be able to go. I know that defense can take them a long way. But the Giants may have, not only they saved the season last week in that win,
right.
That might be the one that when we do the Super Bowl in February, we might say, gosh, they probably wouldn't have been here had they not rallied from 17 down against Philadelphia.
I was thinking the same thing watching that game. That is the kind of game that can actually turn an entire season around.
A whole season's built off of that quarter in overtime.
Right.
All right, here we go. We're going
to Like this phone call to me, I build my whole season around this.
Hey, man, you're goddamn right,
Good
Jimmy.
For you.
Okay, let's see. We'll pick 1, 2, 3 games. You got time for that?
Let's do it real quick. Lightning round.
Here we go, lightning round. Again, only Jimmy gets to pontificate on why he's picking the teams. Jacksonville at Indianapolis. Mike, I will take the Colts.
I'm going to go with the Colts also.
Jimmy.
I'm going to make it a sweep, but there is some hesitation there. The only thing that I hold back on the Jags is that they had to play on Monday night. Now they got to travel. They play the Colts pretty tough sometimes up there at Indianapolis, surprisingly, and I don't think this is going to be an easy one, but I'll take Indy.
It's time for a lightning round.
All right, how do you feel about the game you're calling?
I never picked the game I'm calling.
All right, let me move to then how about Atlanta at New Orleans? I think everybody wants New Orleans. I think Atlanta will win the game, though. Mike?
I'm going to go with New Orleans just on the emotion of it.
Jimmy. You know, I know what you're saying there, Don, about everybody wants the Saints, the Falcons are the better team, but I just think that this is an emotional level that we haven't seen in a long time in the NFL. That Superdome being reopened, that one symbol of Hurricane Katrina and all the suffering, of that chamber of horrors, and then Monday night for it to come back, reopen. It's just too big. I can't imagine the Saints not winning here.
All right, and then the last one I got to ask you. There are so many 0-2 teams that play each other this weekend, but I think most people here in D.C., of course, would be interested in the Redskins, and you're a Texans season ticket holder. Who do you like in this battle of 0-2, in this battle of 0-2 losers? I think Houston will win this game.
I do too. I really believe Houston's going to win this game.
You know, this is all anti. This is like angry Redskin fans coming out now with those two picks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's anger in those picks.
That you're correct, sir.
Total anger.
You are correct.
But I'm also going to take the Texans. I really thought you guys kind of surprised me. I thought you'd take Washington.
No, we're not.
But Gary Kubiak gets his first win as the head coach of the Texans on Sunday.
Hey, Jim, now listen, you're a season ticket holder. You know the owner.
You know, it's the third time you've mentioned that. You know, you never finished the thing that I've never been to a Texans game.
Never been to a game.
I've never been to a game, but I do buy 4 tickets every year.
Why didn't they take Reggie Bush?
Well, that's one that it's going to take a couple of years before that's going to be a satisfactory answer, because the kid that they drafted instead, Mario Williams, is not ready to make a huge difference right now, but he will. This guy is physically gifted. He wants to learn. He's a smart kid. And I think, you know, he's going to be a great talent.
All right, and will you take your shirt off at any time during the game this weekend?
You know, I've been doing, oddly enough, just like the overtime argument you mentioned earlier. I did the entire overtime last week without a shirt
there
on.
There you go, Jim.
There he is. He's your number one voice on CBS. He's a good friend of this show.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
You know, and I tell you this all the time, and I know you love it when I say it. But it's amazing how many times, wherever I am, you're traveling, doing golf, basketball, or football around this great country, how many people come up and say, how come you haven't been on Don and Mike? Well, I love you on Don and Mike. And,
Jimmy, you're going
to
get
you've got a great fan base, and I appreciate all those people out there, the listeners who've always come over there to express that to me.
You are going to get that this weekend in Pittsburgh. We are big in Pittsburgh, and I wish I could remember the name of our radio station right now.
Sometimes it's tough.
They probably would like a mention.
Something good. Rob Spiewak getting out of
the
chair.
Come on, guys. You got to come up with this.
Come on, let's go, Rob.
This is our station in Pittsburgh.
I want to thank all the good listeners of Pittsburgh that listen to the Don and Mike Show
on radio station.
Jesus, come on.
Just drag it out.
Pittsburgh is work. 1550
a.m. 1550
a.m.
W-U-R-P.
W-U-R-P.
But they have a fancy name for it. It's like
the Big Warp.
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Your Steelers hometown station.
Right. Hey, Jimmy, have a great call of the game. We'll talk to you later this year.
Soon, okay?
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye, honey.
There he goes.
There she goes.
Wow. He was wound up again.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's easy to get going, isn't he?
A tradition like no other.
There were so many things there. We were laughing when he starts to pontificate.
Oh, he does the Katrina stuff.
And he does the stuff from the heart, which is the thing about this tool that it makes us love him so much.
Right.
Is that he really believes it.
Yeah.
And like when he said, you know, hey, guys, the miles of heartbreak, or what was it? Exactly?
House of Horrors.
Chamber of Horrors.
Chamber of Horrors. Yes, he's got it, man.
But if you really, I think the two highlights have to be Fooey and Good Gosh.
Yes. Good Gosh.
Good Gosh.
We got a God Almighty there when Don talked about
the
underwear tea.
I didn't know he was sworn.
That's as close as you get with him.
That is Jim Nance. Our Pick the Pros Until They Scab selection segment is brought to you by Ford. Make sure to visit AddictedToKelly.com for all the latest Kelly Clarkson videos and your chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. Jim Nance brought to you today on the show by Ford, and thank you to Jimmy. We'll have our friend JB on next week.
Thanks, guys.
And when we come back, hey, guys, indeed.
Indeed.
It's time for Bob's News.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby News.
Come right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.